Red.
Ano nga balik yung sinasabi ko?
Madalas kasi yung mag-approve, yung kumbaga magde-determine ng success mo, eh hindi naman sila talaga expert doon sa craft. Yung craft mo, di ba? Stand-up comic ka, tapos ang magre-reject lang sa'yo si, ano, si Stacy from accounting na naging VP na ngayon. Di ba? Ano bang alam niya sa ano?
Ano bang context nun? Ano ba yung, bakit nila pinag-usapan yun? Meron bang na-reject na episode or something?
Yun nga, yung frustration ng mga, ano, ng mga professional stand-up comics na yung material nila hindi ina-accept ng mga big networks.
Ah, okay. I
Samantalang
see.
Sa, ano, pag in-upload mo sa YouTube, di ba, ano ba yung 1 hour special mo, mas malaki yung access kasi malamang yung mga fans mo nasa ano naman talaga, YouTube. So, hindi na sila kailangan mag-paid subscription para lang mapanood yung special mo. Or hindi nila kailangan, ano pa bang other way? Subscription.
Yeah, platform or model.
Ayun, Netflix. Ayun, model, tama. Di ba, hindi mo na kailangan ano, dumaan sa, pwede mo nang i-reach, basically yun. Pwede mong i-reach directly yung mga fans mo. And masusupport ka nila directly din. Hindi kailangan may mag middleman, which is the network.
Yeah, or yung ano, Podcast Network Asia. Ayan.
So kaya
diba?
Ano.
Pero nagbe-benefit din naman talaga doon yung mga networks.
Nagbe-benefit. I think nagbe-benefit naman pareho.
Kasi malaki yung risk na ano nila eh. To you, it's cutting edge, it's revolutionary, it's hilarious. Pero para sa kanila, it may not be a safe investment. So kailangan pa rin, syempre, kailangan lang tingnan from that perspective all the time. So feeling kasi ng mga comics siguro, it's the next Seinfeld. But in reality, it's not. And I think ano yan eh, may maganda naman yung mga basis ng mga yan eh. They kind of know what really clicks from a you know, mass consumption perspective, which is really what's important for them.
Yung reach kasi talaga eh. Dati kailangan mo mag-tune in sa TV, di ba? Para lang maano, mapanood yung idol mo. Pero ngayon, ano lang, go online, mag-YouTube ka. Kapag available yung content, nandun na siya. Actually, naka-receive na nga tayo ng tawag dun sa tatlo nating sponsors. Baka naman pwedeng isingit daw yung ad reads nila in between sa mga discussion natin.
Ano bang sponsors yung mga yan?
Pero yun nga, yung isa, yung thank you bossing hot dog sa, ano, for your patronage. Tapos yung isa yung ano, Robust. Na sana daw ano.
Ano ba yung Robust na yan?
Yung performance enhancement. Ano.
Oh.
Alam mo, may share lang ako. Iniisip ko yan eh. Kasi di ba intended naman siyang thank you din Robust sa ano, pag-sponsor. Pero,
okay.
Yung,
nagamit
ano,
mo na ba?
Hindi pa nga. Ito yung iniisip ko. Kasi di ba,
kaya pala
na,
ang soft mo.
Kaya nga eh. Feeling ko.
Oo, yung pala yun. kaya pala ang soft mo kasi hindi ka gumagamit ng Robust. So, baka yun talaga ang kailangan natin.
What better way to, ano?
Stay hard.
Stay hard.
So, yun nga. We have to keep it hard. Hard-hitting.
Hard-hitting.
Kailangan robust tayo.
After all, hindi natin gain yung ano 9,300 subscribers and listeners natin by being ano, 'di ba? Soft.
Oo. By being flaccid. Oh yeah, gawin.
Yung naisip ko kasi, pwede ba siyang gamitin ano, parang workout kasi 'di ba performance enhancer. Tas intended siyang yung blood flow intended na pumunta doon sa isang lugar. Pero what if pwede mo ba siyang gamitin na pre-workout? Kasi mapupromote siya ng blood flow, di ba?
Oh, pero may target yata kasi yun eh. Like, yung flow ng blood ay doon lang sa genital area. Hindi naman siya sa buong katawan.
Pero automatic ba siyang pupunta doon? Kasi may, ano eh, may kinoconsider ko kasi, what if, ano, before mag-gym, di ba? Madalas naman, walang tao doon sa gym. Solo ko lang. So, pwede lang akong ma-arouse sa sarili kong ano, reflection. So,
nangyari diba, na ba yun? Is this from experience?
Well,
parang nag-hesitate ka sa magata.
So, So yun, 'di ba? Pwede ba siyang maka-enhance ng workout mo kung, 'di ba? As long as ma-avoid mo na pumunta siya dun sa ano. Kumbaga may kakalat mo sa katawan yung power.
Ano ba yung point mo? Paano ma-enhance, like may increase yung blood flow, ganun?
Yes, yun. Yun kasi yung mechanics doon, 'di ba? Pag nag-workout ka, the more blood flow na pupunta sa muscles, mas ma-encourage yung growth. Eh, 'di ba pag pumunta doon, yung temporary lang, 'di ba?
I think hindi yun mag-work kasi yung flow ng blood na pinapa-increase nung mga medication na yan ay sa tissue, hindi sa muscle. Kasi yung titi, hindi naman yan muscle eh. So tissue siya. Ayun lang yung ginagawa niya eh. Pinapa-dilate lang niya yung ano, yung blood vessels. That's all there is to it. Yung actual pump ng blood, hindi siya nag-i-increase. Parang kumbaga sa kalye, pinapaluwag lang niya yung ano, yung kalye para mas madaming sasakyan na makadaan. Parang ganun yung ano, yung analogy.
Well, may deadline tayo in 2 weeks daw. Kailangan ng resulta. I guess there's only one way to find out, di ba? Na ma-pitch ng maayos yung ad ni Robusto. We'll see.
Anong resulta? Paano mo ipoprove yung results na yun?
To our subscribers, ano, mapapansin nyo yung ano, change sa tono namin. Nagkaroon ng mas, ano, mas mabigat, mas may volume, tsaka timbre yung mga boses na. So, there you go. Yes. Ang bilis nga ng epekto. Kaka-pop in.
Oh, real time ah. Habang nagsasalita ka. Meron ako ano, may hypothetical question ako. So, kunwari hindi na issue yung ano, yung pera sa inyo. Kunwari, marami na kayong pera. So, pwede na kayong bumili ng kahit anong gusto nyo. Hindi na nagmamatter kung sulit ba to, sulit ba pag binili to kasi mahal nga, pero baka hindi naman maganda yung features, ganyan. So, hindi siya sulit sa ano ko, sa yung presyo. If that's not an issue, kung hindi na issue sa inyo ang pera, magtatrabaho pa ba kayo?
Fred.
You have enough money to live off the remaining years of your life. Yung yan. Pwede ka na mag-retire kung gusto mo. Tapos yung work, it's something that's totally optional na hindi na magmamatter kasi whether magtrabaho ka or hindi, may pera ka naman.
Ang opinion ko dyan, hindi ba mas masarap magtrabaho pag wala ng pressure nung being involved in the rat race.
Okay.
In short,
are you saying na
so,
okay lang sa yung
kunwari,
work?
I have 80 million pesos in the bank, which is sufficient for an extremely comfortable retirement. You're considered wealthy in the Philippines if you have, or even in other parts of the world, if you have 80 million pesos, which translates to around $1.5 million USD. Para sa akin, okay lang na magtrabaho ka pa. Tapos you take the most basic office work available. And you just do that to, you know, to while away the time.
Okay. So, ibig mo sabihin, willing ka pa rin mag-work?
Oh, I would say
kahit
yes.
Marami ka ng pera?
Yes.
So, willing ka bang magtrabaho nang hindi ka sinuswelduhan?
Like what kind of
total,
work
hindi,
is that?
Oh, siguro, mag-volunteer ka, ganyan.
Siguro. Kasi pwede total. Rin. Oo, pwede rin.
Sabi mo kasi, ano bang satisfaction yung nakukuha mo from working without thinking about getting compensated for it?
Para sa akin, ano rin eh, it's a kind of luxury to be doing again the most basic type of work, get just a little sum out of it because when you go home, you know that you're rich. You can actually afford to do something so lowly because you don't care about money at all.
Alam mo yung attitude ng ano, ng mga people who've made it. Yung masasabi mong hindi na concern yung income. Yung halimbawa, kaya nilang malugi ng 1 million. Pero as in hindi na yung nagre-register kasi alam nila, parang regardless pa nung ano nila, nung actual wealth nila, nung savings nila, yung nakatabi. Yung alam nila kasi na mareregain nila yon, yung skill nila. Yung skill level nila kasi mareregain nila either immediately man or eventually. Pero alam nila na meron silang life experience para malaman na mababawi din nila yung nalugi sa kanila. Samantalang sa atin, di ba? Sa mga hindi pa ganun kabossing, ang devastating nung halimbawa may life event na naubos yung savings mo. Sa atin, okay. Devastating yon. Pero sa kanila, di ba? easy lang yun. So, to...
Ang, ano ko lang, insert ko lang yung initial comment ko dyan. Ano, sinasabi mo ba na ano, sa, para saan la, parang they take comfort in the fact that they can regain it fast. Kasi may kinalaman din dun yung ano eh, yung length of time. Kasi lahat naman tayo, we can still work. Diba? So, maubos naman ng savings mo, we can still work. Pero, the problem with most of us, will take a long, you know, a long period of time again to regain it. So there are people who are confident in their ability to regain their wealth fast.
Tsaka yung ano din, safety margin, di ba? Sa kanila, pag nawala yung 1 million, di ba, okay lang, may savings. Pero halimbawa sa atin, di ba, pag may nawalang ganong amount, tas may need pa rin, di ba, pwede mong ibenta yung bahay mo, yung kotse mo, said yung ipon mo, just because nung ano yung isang loss na yon. So dun nga sa question ni Ronald, darating kasi yung point na, di ba, hindi na kasi ano ba indicator ng safety margin na ano yung or cost of ano ba standard of living yung income mo or yun nga, safety margin kapag may emergency, ano na lang siya, parang metric na lang siya ng kapag yung to your point, Fred, di ba, na-reach mo na yung may minimum para maging masaya, di ba, may ganong study na at this amount, magkano nga ba yun? 80?
1.3 million per annum sa Pilipinas.
Ayun. So, pag na-reach mo na yun,
pre-tax, pesos. To achieve kapag, ano daw, happiness, you must earn individually 1.3 million pesos ayon dun sa isang firm who made the research internationally. So, tiningnan nila yung bawat bansa. I think, in the Philippines, it's 1.3 million pre-tax. So that's your gross income. So siguro sa mapagkaalala ko yung mga bansa na medyo mababa, kunwari Argentina. Argentina is just around 800,000 pesos yata. Or around, ano ba? Hindi, mali pala. So Argentina, $8,000. So that's less than 500,000 pesos. Around 400 lang, 400,000 pesos to achieve happiness. So medyo mataas ang Pilipinas at 1.3 million pesos.
Per annum or per month?
Per annum. Ang iniisip ko nga dati, may nabasa din kasi ako, alam ko na pag-usapan na natin yun sa isang recording eh.
Yes.
At ang pagkaalala ko talaga, and I remember I got this from a book, around $20,000 per month, which translates to 1 million pesos per month. Pero ang sinasabi nitong research na to, per annum, 1.3 million pesos. So, it's still a far cry from, of course, those countries na who top the list. Nandun yung mga, yun nga, yung mga industrialized countries such as Switzerland, Australia, Japan, US. So, sila umaabot yata ng more than $120,000 per annum ma-achieve yung happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So, tayo, a little over $20,000. It's around a sixth of the wealth that brings them to happiness.
So, yun.
May issue ba doon?
Paano may issue?
Like, kaya lang naman nag-iiba-iba yung amount ay dahil ano, para mapantayan yung parang standard of living doon sa bansa na yun, right? So, hindi, that's not, diba, hindi naman siya contentious. Like, it's not something na may magdi-disagree. Tama ba?
Adjust lang talaga yung amount.
Yeah, in-adjust lang. Pero basically, it's this, it's, yun lang. Pero basically, parang it's the same across the board. Nagkataon lang na mas mataas yung standard of living sa Switzerland. Kaya mas mataas din yung amount. It's not, it doesn't necessarily mean na mas expensive yung ano, yung requirement para maging masaya. Tama ba?
Tama.
Okay, sige. Okay.
Saka may ano, may second part 'yun, 'di ba, Fred? Yung second part noon nung statement na ito yung minimum para maging masaya. Yung anything beyond that, 'di ba, hindi na mag-a-add ng happiness mo.
And it will just complicate your life.
Mm.
The excess wealth brings you problems.
Ayun. So, sa question ni Ronald, kung magtatrabaho ko pa kapag na-meet mo na yung requirement, 'di ba? For happiness, sabihin natin.
Yung sinasabi ni Ronald, clarify ko lang ha, yun ay kung meron kang sabihin nating 80 million pesos in the bank right now. Or that's, or your net worth is 80 million pesos. Yung sinasabi ni Ronald eh, I'm just inventing the amount 80 million pesos. kinuha ko lang yun out of nowhere. Pero ang point nga ni Ronald, if you have so much that you can, like, leaving the workforce is an option for you, will you still opt to be part of the workforce?
Meaning na ahead of inflation ka lagi at saka ng basic living requirements mo.
If you are so wealthy that you can survive comfortably or quite luxuriously even without employment, will you choose not to be employed?
So ano din, accounting for your halimbawa personal quirks, 'di ba? Halimbawa require mo na dapat may supercar ka, 'di ba? Ikaw lang. Or yung isang tao ay requirement niya dapat may mansion na satisfied lahat yung upkeep. Kung magtatrabaho pa yung tao na yun, given na meron na siya nung ano ba, level ng requirement niya para masabing may option na siyang wag magtrabaho.
I-base natin do sa 1.3 million pesos per annum. If you have that amount every year, you're assured to have that amount every year, will you still opt to work? Pero ang tanong doon, is yung 1.3 million ba talaga sufficient? lalo na sa ngayon. Mm. Pero sige, kaya nga hindi ko ginamit ngayon. Ang iniisip ko, siguro doon sa example ni Ronald, it's having 80 million pesos in the bank. Or heck, make it to 100 million. 100 million pesos or $2 million in the bank right now. And you have what? 30 years or 40 more years to live?
Paano kaya? Mag-start tayo sa ano? Kanya-kanya nating ano yung... Kung nasan tayo ngayon, di ba? Kung i-imaginein ko, ano nga bang magsasatisfy sa akin? Kasi, tsaka yung ano, definition ng work, di ba? Malamang hindi yung nai-imagine nating work yung ano, magpa-factor dun eh. If may business ka ba, tapos may option ka na wag kang pumasok. Kasi di ba pag pumasok ka dun, hindi ka naman business owner eh. Malamang parang empleyado ka na rin, di ba? Thank you, ano, Tito Robert Kiyosaki. Yung definition niya kasi napaka ano, naman ko napakalinaw. Anytime daw na may business ka, tapos kailangan mong bantayan or pumasok ka doon, hindi ka business owner. Empleyado ka nung kung ano man yung business na yun. So, 'di ba? Yun na nga, may option ka na wag nang pumasok. Nasaan na ba ako?
Pero I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban would disagree to that idea. Kasi para kay Mark Cuban, always hustle eh. Even with his $3 billion, he still needs to oversee all of his enterprises. At least yun ang nakukuha ko sa kanya sa Shark Tank pag nanonood ako.
So hindi na talaga yung ano eh. Yun na nga yung hindi, malamang kasi ganito, hindi work yung tingin niya dun eh. Sa point of view niya ba, ano ba, expression ba siya ng ano niya, ng skill? Kasi hindi, malamang hindi niya work kasi ano ba, paano ba natin de-define yung work? Yung pag di mo ginawa may consequences. Sa kanya malamang may consequences pero hindi, halimbawa nag-fail siya dun sa venture na yun, malamang hindi ganun kalaking impact sa kanya. Unlike sa atin na halimbawa kapag employed. Kapag yung, iba yung definition natin ng work kay ano eh, Mark Cuban tsaka for any billionaire siguro or millionaire.
Balikan ko lang yung ano, yung sinabi ni Fed kanina. Sabi mo ano, willing ka mag-work ng ano, ng parang rank and file na trabaho. Diba, sabi mo?
Oh, tama ka. Siguro, add ko lang doon, medyo fantasy siya sa akin. Yung, kunwari, mag-work ako ng rank and file job. Tapos, ang dala kong kotse, Land Cruiser.
So, anong klase
medyo
trabaho yan?
Ano, talagang, ano, office, you know, the lowest form of office work. Siguro, ano, clerk.
So, office work to. So
oh.
Okay. Nakaupo ka pa rin sa desk, ganyan.
Ganyan. Pwede naman yun eh. Ako po ako sa desk tapos wala akong masyadong urge na mag-perform, wala akong urge na makipag-socialize or magpabibo. Siguro I'll be seen as someone incompetent, pero I'm still earning something. Tapos yun, naka-Land Cruiser ako tapos umuuwi ako sa isang ano, three-story townhouse ko sa San Juan.
Merville.
Or sa Merville. Although sa Merville na 9 million, two stories lang yun. Yung sa San Juan kasi so, yung uso yung mga three-story townhouses na medyo ano eh, luxurious yung pagkakagawa.
Anong satisfaction ang nakukuha mo doon?
Wala, people will be wondering.
So parang
there's an mysterious aspect around it.
So parang bet mo na ano na merong mystery surrounding you, like
bakit tong tao na to, pa rin to sweldo nito ano lang eh 16,000 a month lang. pero naka Land Cruiser. Yung ganun.
Pwede. Hindi mo ba nafe-feel na... Kasi, ikaw mo na, Mardev.
Ay, hindi. May mention ko lang yung kay Mark Cuban. Hindi ba yun, misuse yun ng time mo? After all, you could be doing something entirely different na mas profitable. Kung ikaw si Mark Cuban, di ba? Malamang hindi siya papasok sa isa sa mga business niya tapos uupo dun for 8 hours para lang makakuha ng kapiranggot na income for the novelty lang ba yun or for the lulz? Ano ba?
Siguro gagawin mo lang siya for 6 months tapos magre-resign ka. Then you proceed to doing the more adventurous, productive things that you may be referring to.
Like?
Ewan ko. Yun nga. Hindi, ito. Totoong story to. Sa Market, 2 weeks ago, Save the Children yung nandun. Save the Children. So isa siyang non-profit na natayo sa UK for the children. Kaya Save the Children. Yung contribution mo is 800 a month. Sige, fine. Na-convince ako mag-subscribe. So I gave my credit card details to be subtracted 800 every month until I choose not to pay anymore. So nasa akin yung option to withdraw. Yung nag-benta sa akin, kinuwento niya rin na he told me something about his life. Sabi niya, negosyante siya. Dinescribe niya yung business siya na nag-supply siya ng materials during the pandemic. So parang yung mga tents, yung mga tarpaulin tents. Or nag-supply siya ng around 5,000 units. So isa yung sa mga naging negosyo niya among other businesses, I think. So sinasabi niya na yun, he's in his mid-20s. He seems to have a steady source of income out of his businesses.
Pwede rin cover niya lang yun. Ano pala siya? Spy or agent?
Okay. So ano yung maaaring nakuha niya doon sa pagiging spy or agent?
Yung ano mo? Yung compliance mo?
Oo. Pero yun nga, nabentahan niya ako. So yung credit card ko ngayon is being charged 800.
Hanggang ngayon?
Hindi, 2 weeks ago lang naman yun eh. Ano nga ba yung point ko? Ba't ko ni-raise yun? Siguro siya yung halimbawa nun na may negosyo na siya. Tapos siguro naghahanap lang siya ng ibang magagawa. Nag-volunteer siya for Save the Children. Hindi ko nga alam eh, do they even get something out of it? Maybe they get a percentage, no, for standing up all day.
Sasabihin ko nga sana, pag-uwi niya nung araw na yun, napasign up na niya. Malay mo, yun yung kink niya, diba? So, habang...
Kink?
Oo, habang...
May sexual satisfaction siya doon.
Oo, pinipis niya yung sarili niya. Binabagit niya yung full name mo, diba?
Wow. He jacked off to it while thinking about the experience of selling.
Yes. So,
selling that.
Kasi nga, immaterial na yung... immaterial na nga yung pera, diba? Hindi niya problema yun. So...
Anyway, so okay. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's doing it. Maybe he's in that position wherein his businesses
non-issue na yun,
doing good.
Pera.
There's a steady source of income. It doesn't really require much of his time. So he decided to be part of that non-profit institution to solicit contributions. In return, he earns a small fraction of it. It's not much. But he's okay because he thinks that he's able to help. Money is not an object for him. Parang yun ang ganun ko siya iniisip. At naalala ko nga that we're talking about it.
Okay, may point ka. May point ka naman. And I think admirable yung kasi 'di ba yung so nagwo-work pa rin siya, 'di ba? Pero yung goal ng work niya is to help children, 'di ba? So ibig sabihin meron pa rin siyang kumbaga parang may greater good na theme dun sa ano niya, dun sa kung bakit yung ginagawa yung ginagawa niya, right? Pero yung na-mention mo kanina na mag-work ka as a lowly clerk sa isang company na ultimately ang ginagawa mo ay you just help the your employer gain revenue from your work. So doon pa rin ako mabalik doon sa tanong kanina.
Ano yung meron like, doon?
anong satisfaction na nakakuha mo doon? Knowing na ilang oras ka ba nag-work kada linggo? 40 hours, di ba? 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. 40 hours ka nag-work. 40 hours ng buhay mo, nilalaan mo sa kumpanyang yan para kumita yung kumpanya. So, like, what satisfaction do you get from that?
Alam the satisfaction nyo. Of ano okay. lang, it's really just pure, out of pure fantasy. Sinabi ko naman yun eh. Wala alam ko ano yun eh. I can't justify it further. Siguro naisip ko lang talaga siya. And heck, even ngayon eh, it's what's my fantasy right now? My fantasy is going to the same old work that I have, driving a Lexus. So let's say I become extremely successful with my ADA holdings. I'll buy a Lexus, bring it to work, and let the people question where I got the funds to be able to afford it.
Okay, sige. Sige, I'll accept that, I guess. Like, it can be as shallow as... Hindi naman shallow. It can be as simple as just, you know, just knowing na nagtataka sila kung saan nanggagaling yung ano mo, yung monies mo.
Mm.
Sige.
Pero at this point in time, let's go back to really what you're expecting to hear from us. Kasi sinasabi mo parang out of it should come some lofty ideals.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Meaning you have so much and now you have so much time, you can opt out of the workforce, you can decide not to be employed. What will you do with that spare time?
Wala naman ako na-expect na ano na sagot. I just want to understand kung ano yung reasoning ng mga tao na ang sagot nila ay mag-work pa rin sila. Like, gusto ko lang malaman bakit. Kasi ako, hindi ko mag-gets yun. Yun lang. Hindi ko mag-gets kung bakit gusto mo pang mag-work kung hindi mo naman na kailangan mag-work. So, ayo eh, yun nasagot mo na ano, na wala, gusto mo lang ano, ma-feel yung ano, yung feeling na ano, na meron kang air of mystery when you're being regarded by your ano colleagues. So
pero dun sa 8 hours guess, of work mo, Ronald, no, na alam mong may uuwian ka na 3-story luxury apartment sa San Juan, you're driving either a Lexus or a Land Cruiser, tapos nandun ka sa work mo, nag-e-encode ka ng mga, ewan ko ano ba yung ine-encode sa work, kung ano man yun, no?
Okay.
Talagang low level rank and file work na ginagawa mo. Nang walang ka pressure at all. Wala kang kinakatakutan. Hindi ka natatakot sa boss mo. Hindi ka natatakot sa mga kung ano mga sasabihin ng mga coworkers mo kasi you're self-monitoring or mawawala lahat sa iyo yung pressure na yon. And maybe it's just me being extremely introverted. No, kaya nasasabi ko yung mga yan eh. Yung mga ganung mga for an introverted person like me, may mga ganung pressure sa work na hindi naman pala talaga nag-exist sa lahat. Pero yun nga, at the end of the day, I want to experience that. You think my work sucks? Hey, fuck you. You don't have the 3-story luxury apartment in San Juan. Or fuck you, you don't drive a Land Cruiser. Siguro nga may pagka asshole siya kung iisipin mo. Kaya siguro ano eh, kaya siguro yung mga cosmic gods have conspired no for me not to be rich kasi siguro I'll be an extreme fucktard if I become rich. So siguro ano, the cosmic gods are doing mankind a service. Isipin mo no, paano ko naisip yung mga detalye na yun ano? Pero sige. Since you brought it up, is my answer. Sige, I'll shut up
okay.
Right now. Go ahead.
Hindi. Okay yun. Okay na clarify mo kung or binigyan mo ng detalye kung bakit yun yung ano mo, kung bakit mo gusto mo pa mag-work.
Kaya ako nabanggit kanina yung mga ano, yung mga stand-up comedian na ano, dinidiscuss nila yung paano sila nag-self-promote na hindi sila nagpa-umbrella dun sa model or platform ng traditional na media companies. Kasi, di ba yung mga nagbigay ng feedback coming from the production side or sabi natin accounting side, it's like, yun nga, it's like kukuha ka ng advice from an accountant kung paano maging nakakatawa.
Okay.
Pero, syempre, ano lang naman yun. Yun yung knee-jerk reaction ko. Pag tinignan ko din naman ng ano, from another angle, malamang...
From the angle of an accountant?
Oo. Or yung someone na in charge, di ba? Yung nagmamanage ng talent. Meron kasing mga ano, pwede mong matutunan through experience or base sa unique nilang perspective, di ba? Ba't mo kailangang matutunan through experience, di ba? Halimbawa sa pag-edit, sa pag-manage ng content, eh, binibigay na nga sa yung free information, di ba? Na kami kasi yung nagpa-publish yan eh. Ganito yung nakikita namin or na-encounter namin madalas na problema or added na hassle, di ba? Ba't mo naman i-inconvenience yung mga taong, bakit ka magiging rude sa mga taong nagpe-prepare nung pagkain mo? Di ba yung number one rule, di ba? Maging magalang ka sa mga nagsiserve ng pagkain mo. Ano lang naman, dalawang perspective.
So ang sinasabi mo, may point din sila, parang gano'n.
Yes, may point naman. Ano nga uli yung point
mo,
nila?
Alam mo, kaya tayo
pero ang totoo dyan, may point talaga sila. May point talaga sila. May episode si Louis C.K. So si Louis C.K. meron siyang series nung sometime around 2010.
Louis.
Ako ko napanood yun na yun. Ha? Meron siyang episode or set sa of Jack episodes. TV. Ah, Jack TV. May okay. set of episodes siya doon na yun yung subject matter. So napili siya as a potential replacement of David Letterman. Tapos dumaan siya doon sa parang honing process. Na he had to go through training para maging TV ready. So kasi doon maiisip mo na parang una, pinoproject niya yung his true self. Gusto niya ipakita daw yung true self niya. If he's going to host, show my true self. Yun yung unang pinaglalaban niya. He just wants to be in a t-shirt, naka-jeans siya. Eh di ba hindi naman yun ang convention ng late night TV, late night talk show. Lahat formal. Kasi ang sinabi nga doon nung nagtitrain sa kanya, parang there's so much ugliness in the world already. Tapos gusto nung mga tao, pag nanonood sila ng TV, yung makikita nila, looks good. So yun yung sinasabi sa kanya. So, hindi niya nagiget yun nung una. But then eventually, may isang episode doon na nag-trial run na. Parang they tape a fake episode. At yun, pinakita na he was successful at pulling it off. Given what he learned from the training, so he was in a well ironed suit, teka, in an iron outbound suit, but yun nga, he was in a
dapper
in a dapper bespoke dapper. Suit ganyan.
Buti napigilan ni Louis C.K. mag-jackal doon sa ano.
Hindi, pero yun nga, doon sa interview niya meron pa rin ganun, he was adding touches of his humor. Kunwari, meron siyang dun sa fake episode na yun na ni-record nila, meron siyang guest, parang babae, middle-aged woman. Tapos sabi ni Louis C.K., alam mo nga, nung when I was a teenager and I was seeing you on TV, well, pag umuwi ako sa bahay, I don't know, I do my thing. He injected his humor na safe for late night TV. So he didn't say na, I would jack off to your image. Hindi ganun. Parang ano lang, very subtle yung pagkasabi niya na, you know, I'd, as a teenage boy with raging hormones, I'd go home and do my thing, thinking about you.
Inspiration to me. Inspiration.
So, nandun pa rin yung humor niya, yung, yun nga, highly sexual, irreverent humor niya, but in a subtle way. Pero ang ganda, ang galing nung ano, ang galing ni Louis C.K. dun sa ano na yon, fake episode na yon. Pero at i-spoil ko na, hindi pa rin siya yung na-consider. Kasi David Letterman decided to prolong his contract.
Nag-unretire.
To extend his contract. So parang feeling niya, magiging successful siya. Kasi he felt good after taping that fake episode, but still didn't get it. So parang he was crestfallen after all that shit.
Saka siya nag-jackal sa
malamang. Oo. Hindi, sarap ng mga babae, sarap ng staff.
Ah, oo. Kaya, yung pala yung trigger nung ano.
Pero, talking about Louis C.K., so, sinasabi mo to Mardev, yung kanina, yung some people are just confident about their ability to rebound or to regain their wealth after failure. Louis C.K. said that in one of his routines.
Bits.
Oo. Sinabi niya na okay lang siguro maging homeless ako at this point kasi parang kaya kong maging successful ulit. Parang he was comparing himself with someone na parang he was comparing himself yata to a homeless guy na maaaring parang doon sa guy na yon homeless na siya. It's parang hopeless pa.
Oh.
Wala na talagang pag-asa. Pero siya daw, pag naging homeless siya, parang I'm pretty sure I'll be wealthy again, sabi. Mm-hmm. Sabi niyang ganun kasi alam
unlimited
niya
yung... unlimited bounce back eh pag may ano ka, alam pero, mo yung kilala mo yung sarili mo.
Correct, pero iisipin mo there's some truth to that kasi siguro alam niya na eh, alam niya na how to be successful and he's just confident in his talent, which still opens up the question, where's luck in that? Do you think there's really luck involved? Masasabi mo ba na yung nangyari kay Louis C.K. na na-Me Too siya, ito yun yung kanyang downfall? Pero I think meron pa rin naman siyang, meron pa rin naman siyang gigs eh. Bumalik ulit yata siya eh.
Ngayon, ano na uli siya? May, ano ba? Nagtutour na nga ba siya uli? Para makita ko.
Supportado kasi siya ng mga fellow comedians niya. Mm-hmm. Siguro para sa kanila. Si Sarah Silverman nga, di ba? Nagsalita in defense of Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm. To your point na yung luck, di ba? Paano ba yung ano? Total mga mayayaman yung pinag-uusapan natin. Sasabihin ko sana kanina, yung after nung sinasabi mo, Fred, pag ikaw yung umaman, yung in answer to sa tanong ni Ronald, yung mag-work ka pa ba? Nung sinasagot mo yun, yung na, yun nga, di ba, money is an amplifier eh. Yung siguro nga, nag-conspire yung universe na huwag kang bigyan ng boost. Kasi nga, yun, ma-amplify yung kung anong state mo siguro ngayon. Malamang kapag, di ba, wala kang shortcut doon sa mga lessons, Fred. Hindi ka naman magiging yung asshole na dinedescribe mo kanina, di ba? Pwede kasing instant eh, di ba? May nagsabi nga, ito daw yung pinakamagandang time para maging mayaman or umaman. Kasi sobrang dami daw cash or value na nagpo-float around. Yung definition kasi ng luck na ano, yung kapag may random na nangyari, luck is just being ready. Nung time na may random na nangyari na para i-capitalize mo yun. Ewan ko kung mag-agree kayo na...
Yes, ito, sasabihin ko dyan. So this is from Nassim Taleb, The Black Swan. Black Swan. So he wrote yun. He wrote that before economic pandemic? Downturn, recession sometime 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. So the book came out before the Lehman Brothers incident. Na they're just black swans waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And a black swan is that significant history altering event. I can't remember the exact words that he used, but that's what I remember how he described it in his book. So these are incidents, events in our time that would have a prolonged impact on society, on politics, on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So yun yung mga black swans. We need to be ready for them. The pandemic is a black swan. So,
yun yung narinig ko din na the way na dinescribe niya yung pandemic, a black swan daw.
Pandemic is a black swan, di ba? So there are these, kasi para lahat kasi ng mga models natin, jihadid model, nagamit ko rin sa wakas.
Go.
Then yung mga dinedesign ng mga yan, economic models, projections, pag sinabi natin, we look at the stock market, okay, the analysts, the economists, the stock market experts are so confident that in 10 years' time, whatever index will double. The measurement of whatever index will double. So, kunwari, if we're going to look at PSEI, our local Philippine index, it's currently at what, 7,000? In 2 years' time, we're pretty confident that this will double, this will become 14,000. But Nassim Taleb is telling us, whoop, just stop and think about the possibility of a black swan and how can we be ready for these black swans, because they're out there, they're bound to happen, and we need to be ready for these events. We know at one point, I mean, the health experts know that the pandemic is not a question of whether or not it will happen, it's a question of when. But when these economists or experts are plotting their graphs trying to anticipate what will happen in the future, you know, in their forecasts, in their predictions, they fail to take into consideration the black swans.
Ayun.
Yun yung sinasabi niya eh. And he went as far as even saying na yung mga ekonomista, they're the most foolish of all scientists. So sinasabing kasi diba, the economists are so full of themselves, thinking that they can predict the future based on their models, albeit yun nga mga sablay na mga models, sabi niya. But anyway, so going back to what you were saying earlier, so there are these black swans na, I mean, initially dinescribe niya sa book na negative events eh. Could be a great recession, it could be a pandemic, it could be something aliens. Terrible, the great earthquake, it could be, ano sinabi mo, aliens?
Alien invasion.
It could be alien invasion. But they can be something good, no? Mm. A black swan for us, no? For us, people like you, me, Ronald, let's try to anticipate the black swans in our lives from which we can benefit to the fullest.
Naalala ko dyan yung...
Ah, sige, go ahead.
Something positive sabi mo kasi. Naalala ko agad yung machine sa ano eh, Elysium, yung kay Matt Damon. Mm. Yung any disease, di ba, hihiga ka lang, magagamot niya.
Mm.
Kasi may nabasa din ako na in our generation daw, meron ng pinapanganak ng mga bata na ano, magiging functionally immortal due to advances in technology. So in a way, 'di ba, black swan 'yun, positive siya, pero isipin mo na lang lahat ng nag-invest sa ano, sa paano ba, medical field, malamang ma-ano 'yun, manenegate lahat ng yung sub branches noon kasi may isang one size fits all na machine eh. Pero sige, Fred.
Right. Oh. Yeah, that's definitely one of the examples. But I think ano, dun lang sa concept of black swan, tayo sa ginagawa natin everyday, we should always be on the lookout for potential black swans in our lives. The positive black swans. We should be devoting time to discovering, to trying to anticipate what those possible black swans are from which we can gather wealth.
Or, back to the question of Ronald, yung kung magtatrabaho pa ba? Masasabi mo bang psychological or pwede rin namang actual ano, diba, change na i-render na yung question ng diba, wealth acquisition or whether to work or not na irrelevant. Kung nagkaroon ka ng sabi natin spiritual, diba, na mabigyan lang ng name. Diba, hindi mo na i-consider yun eh. Kailangan ko ba magtrabaho or not? May value ba to over this other activity or not? What if ma-reach mo yung contentment na, di ba, hindi mo na i-consider yun? Or, yung other way, maging sobrang yaman mo, as in, wala ka ng pakialam. Kanina kasi, yun, kaya ko bringing up yung speech mo kanina, Fred, yung money nga as an amplifier. Kasi tumawag yung isa nating sponsor.
Mahalaga yan.
Message. Isa sa mga, ano, millionaire sponsors natin.
Hmm.
Sorry. Kailangan ko na mag-drive. Pauwi.
Next time on Feeling Experts.
Kasi nag-message yung ano natin, millionaire sponsor. Ang cryptic lang nung message niya. Grabe yung ano, ang damning naman nung comment niya. Sabi niya, keep thinking that way. Tapos sa likod, losers.
Yung ano, talk about women, talk about sex, talk about anything that's testosterone infused.
Sige, go.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Yan, pero yung ano, pero yung magtatawag ka ng ano, yung mag-aano ka ng may mga politicians asking questions to ano, asking scientists questions.